Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners. Today is August 24th, 2018, and I'm here with special guest, Miss Lexi Beckwith.
Hi, everyone. Like Mrs. Eggert said, I'm Lexi Beckwith, and I am a fourth grade teacher here at Dujardin.
Tell us a little about yourself.
I am spending my second year at Dujardin, and before that I taught in Nashville and in Madison, Wisconsin. In college, I figured out that one of my biggest teaching philosophies was around building strong classroom communities, and I've been fortunate enough to go through the beginner and the advanced courses of the Responsive Classroom, which provides approaches to building strong classroom communities through student-centered and collaborative approaches, and I'm so fortunate to be here at Dujardin where there's a big push on social emotional learning because my morning meetings and my responsive classroom approaches really help kids develop those areas.
That is perfect. So today we will be talking about building community in your classroom, and we're going to dive in with Miss Beckwith, who is totally a rock star with this, having been in her classroom and seeing what she does with her students. I think that our listeners really will benefit from hearing from her. Tell us a little bit more. What's your why with morning meetings? How did this come to be such an important element of your classroom?
I've worked in a couple urban schools where the diversity and the capabilities of students is a wide range. So for me, building community put everybody on an equal playing field first thing in the morning, regardless of capabilities, regardless of data books, reading levels, math groups, personal or cultural backgrounds. I really felt like it was important for students to meet together first thing in the morning to get to know each other and to build a climate of trust and a feeling of belonging and a feeling of significance. And these foundations really take us all the way through our day together.
Walk us through the structure of a morning meeting. So what does this look like? What does it sound like? How can we kind of put a picture in our head?
So according to Responsive Classroom, which is the approach I use, there are four components, and not all of them take place every day. Our meetings start each morning with a greeting. Students meet in a community gathering area. They greet each other by saying good morning or what's up, and they say each other's names. Research shows that when students hear their names first thing in the morning, they feel a sense of belonging, they feel more significant. These morning meetings are also supposed to be fun, so the greetings can come sometimes get a little silly, but that's why the kids enjoy them. After they say good morning and greet each other using each other's names, there's a share component. Sometimes I get to this and sometimes I don't. It just depends on what our plan is for the day. But this is an opportunity for children to share a little bit about their personal lives with each other so that they are connecting with each other on a more personal level so that they build this climate of trust and belonging. And this really sets a foundation where kids feel comfortable working together each day throughout the day in our classroom. The third component of our morning meeting has to do with a collaborative activity. Again, this is a component that I don't do every day. It just depends on our routine for the day, but sometimes the activity takes place in the afternoon outside of our morning meeting. I think it's really important, though, to incorporate lots of collaborative activities so that, again, students are building that level of trust, they're having fun, they feel significant in the classroom, and they are merging that social-emotional learning with our academic studies. The last component of our meeting always incorporates a message. So every day the kids walk in the classroom, I have a message on the board that previews the day or reviews something we did yesterday, gives them something to think about, and then springboards us into academic time.
Wow, that is really awesome. And like you said, depending on the time allotted for your morning meeting, it doesn't have to have all the parts, but as I've observed, you always do some sort of greeting and then you do a message at the end. And then the other components, if it fits, great. And if you want to do it later, that also works. And if not, that's okay. Would you say that morning meetings and responsive classroom work with all ages?
Absolutely. A lot of the greetings and activities that I do center around upper elementary levels, but there are plenty of greetings and activities that I've seen go on in younger classrooms. And really, any activity can be catered to any age level.
Does this affect instructional time? What would you say to teachers or administrators who are worried about taking away from content and instruction?
A couple things come to mind when you ask that. First of all, since it is still the beginning of the year, I think morning meeting is crucial. And it does take a little bit longer at the beginning, but you go slow to go fast, right? So it's important for kids to get to know each other in the beginning of the year so that they feel confident working with anyone in the class throughout the year, regardless of gender, regardless of interests. We have to take the time to build that foundation in the beginning so that the rest of the year, kids can work with anybody and very few issues arise. I would also say that it's important to build in academics as the year goes on. So our morning meetings, a lot of days include math topics, include reading topics. They preview or review what we've been doing in class, and we can talk about various standards through our morning meetings.
If I'm a teacher and I'm looking to implement this in my class, where do I start?
Since I'm trained through Responsive Classroom, they have a ton of resources that you could start with. YouTube has a lot of videos that show sample morning meetings. Responsive Classroom has a great website with a really quick articles that teachers can read through their newsletter. They also have a Facebook page and a Twitter. They have some really great snippets for teachers who are looking just to get some ideas.
That's great. And we're also going to include a video of a morning meeting sample in Ms. Beckwith's classroom, so you can really see it in action and see how everything unfolds. In terms of the different kinds of greetings and share-outs and activities, any favorite activities come to mind?
Good question. I think if you watch the video this morning, you'll see our meeting centered around math and what we're doing in math this week. But there are so many great greetings out there. You just have to be creative and you have to look for them. One of my other favorite greetings is for students to infer character traits and character feelings in the books they're reading at home and then greet the class with their character voices.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so fun. That is great. And again, building classroom community is so key. And I love that Ms. Beckwith said, go slow to go fast. Building that and taking the time at the beginning of the year will hugely affect the course and the landscape of learning the rest of the year. Thanks so much, Ms. Beckwith, for being part of the Roar and for sharing the great things that you do with your students. They are so lucky. We'll talk to you soon.
It's going to be a great year.
We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org, and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.